So those are a few chords played by somebody learning to play the guitar here at the camp, and they just told me they think it's their 50th or maybe 51st day at the camp. Could you introduce your name and where you're from?
So basically I'm from Afghanistan, and please, I don't want to share my name. I will tell you that my name is Henry.
Henry, it's your English name we're going to use.
English name, yes, my English name. When I will make it to UK, so it will be my name, Henry.
Why did you need to leave Afghanistan?
Every time war, bomb blasting, killing innocent people.
When you left Afghanistan, did you know which country you wanted to go to?
I will go to UK.
Why the UK?
UK is a good place, lovely people.
How do you think you can make that happen?
We make that by train. Every night we are going to train station. We have a hope that we are going to UK today. But when police is catching you, you are just like a hopeless.
Are you not scared? We hear these stories of people, you know, bodies that they find in the tunnel.
I know. But what should we do now? What should we do in Kalas? You know, that situation in here is very bad. There's no good food, no place to sleep. After 1 month, 1.5 month, winter's coming. The weather will be so cold in here. We were sleeping in a tent.
Has it taken a lot of money for you to travel from Afghanistan to here?
Yeah, I've spent much money, $12,000. I have no money in here to buy one cup tea for myself.
Aujourd'hui, j'ai besoin d'aller.
Where are you from?
Iraq.
Iraq? Yes. How long have you been here?
I've been here about 3 weeks.
You speak very good English?
Yeah, I've been in England before. About 5-6 years.
What's your name?
Abraham.
Are these some of your children here? How old are they?
5 and 6 years old.
So you probably don't want them to be living in a place like this?
Never. Even my kids, they're choosing Dio or England.
They choose Dio or England?
Yes. Even my kids. And they've been walking for more than 170 miles to cross all the borders and then trying to get into UK. Telling them to stay in different countries, they says no.
Why do you not stop in the country that's the first safe country?
The other countries, they don't even speak English and they hate English, especially France.
Will you feel at home if you do get back to the UK?
Yes, I feel like it's my own country and my own place and my own people. Even 10 years until I cross the border.
You'd wait that long living here?
We were all in pain, but still we're going to be patient to cross that border.